Welcome to Kingdom Mandate with Apostle Sidney Quay, head pastor of Shekinah Avenue. Now, let's listen to today's message. We
wait for you. Turn your Bibles quickly to Philemon, or if you're an American, you can say Philemon. 1 verses 6. Can we read it together? That the communication of thy faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you, in Christ Jesus. There are two ins there, if it's a right English. In you, in Christ Jesus. Two. Let me open the text by telling you that there are things that are in Christ Jesus that are about you. There are things that are in Christ Jesus that are for you. But there are things in Christ Jesus that are in you. And we are being taught that we need to acknowledge the things that are in us, even in Christ Jesus. The Spirit of God will cause you to become aware of what is in you. I am going to go to the Old Testament and read a lengthy text a little, and I want you to pay attention. 2 Kings chapter 6. We can start reading from maybe the 24 downwards to 2 Kings 7, maybe the 4th verse. And it came to pass after this that Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, gathered all his host and went up and besieged Samaria. And there was a great famine. And behold, this is not a natural famine. It's a famine caused by being under siege. It is like lockdown. This is a lockdown that went beyond the lockdown we experienced. This is a lockdown with intent to kill. And behold, they besieged it until an ass's head was sold for 80 pieces of silver. Somebody can Google, what is the price for a piece of silver? 80 pieces of silver for ass head. The head without meat. The head that is dry. How many of you have ever taken cow head? I mean, an ass's head is being sold for 80 pieces for a score. A score is 20. 80 pieces of silver. And the fourth part of a cup of doves dung. Doves what? Dung. You know what dung means. I don't have to explain it. For 5 pieces of silver. Has anybody found anything? $185 minimum. 185 multiplied by 80. I am giving you the calculation so that you understand what the Bible is talking about. $14,800 to buy cow head. Cow head. And doves dung, the feces of a dove. Not even a bigger animal. Dove. He says was 5 what? So multiply 185 by 5. $925 to buy pigeons dung. Buy ogbos dung, $900 and something. Cow. I mean, the cow head is even bigger. An ass's head, dog, is $14,000+. That tells you how severe the famine was. Pay attention. I want to read. You know, sometimes when we read the Bible, we detach ourselves. You must bring yourself into the word so that you can understand it. And there was a great famine in Samaria, and behold, they besieged it until an ass's head was sold for 80 pieces of silver, and the fourth part of a cup of a dove's dung for 5 pieces of silver. And as the king of Israel was passing by upon the wall, there cried a woman unto him, saying, "Help my lord, O king." Pay attention to what the king said. 27. And he said, "If the Lord do not help thee, when shall I help thee? Out of the barn floor or out of the winepress?" 28. And the king said unto her, what is your problem? She answered, this woman said unto me, give thy son that we may eat him today, and we will eat my son tomorrow. This is how drastic the famine was. This is literal, natural witchcraft cannibalism. How can you be eating your sons? But this was a transaction. And I am even surprised that they could eat a whole son in a day. We eat your son today, then we eat your son tomorrow. Per adventure, some of the neighbors ate something they don't know. One time I went to Paga when I used to work, and they offered us the food. And I tell you, I've never tasted any meat like that before. After tasting the meat, I turned to my boss. I said, sir, are you sure this is cow meat? He said, yes, of course, Sydney. Don't complain. Eat. It is part of the policy of dealing with Jews. So we ate. When we came out, then we asked somebody, what kind of meat is very tasty in this area? He said, dog meat. No, Tata. Recently, I have a friend, one of my very closest friends when we were young. He is in northern region. When I called him, I said, I hear you are chewing some strange things. He said, Apostle, you have no idea. Come and taste, you change. Now, having said this, after all this, they consume a whole son in a day. And tomorrow, they were to consume the other one. Then the other one, if I was even there, I'll be like that person. He hid the son. They couldn't find the child. Pay attention. Give thy son that we may eat him. And she had hid her son. Pay attention. And it came to pass, when the king heard the words of the woman, that he rent his clothes. And he passed upon the wall. And the people looked, and behold, he had sackcloth. That means that he was fasting. 31. Then he said, God do so and more also to me. If the head of Elisha, the son of Shaphat, shall stand on him this day. The king is getting troubled. Now he's going after the man of God. But Elisha sat in his house. Look at what the man, he was not even praying. He was seated in his house, chatting with some elders. And the king sent a man from before him. The messenger came to the elders as they were conversing. He just said, look at that son of a murderer. This is one of the sons of Ahab. He said, look at that son of a murderer. He has sent somebody to come and cut my head off and take my head off. Let him stay outside the door. His master is following him. So the next verse introduces the master comes in. Pay attention now. And while he yet spoke with them, behold, the messenger came down unto him and he said, behold, this evil is of the Lord. What is happening is of the Lord. What should I wait for the Lord any longer? Why should I wait any longer? Then Elisha said, hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, tomorrow about this time shall a measure of fine flour. Remember, they don't have flour. They don't have wheat. What they had to eat was ass's head and coward. Damn. Now this is the prophet. You didn't even come to us. We came to you. And you are saying, that said the Lord. You are the word all this while. Today we are looking at the prophecy of the blessing. For a shekel, 2 measures of barley. For a shekel. In the gates of Samaria, things are going to become so cheap. The fine flour shall be so cheaply. Barley and wheat so cheaply. A shekel. Then a lord on whose hand the king leaned answered the man of God and said, behold, if the Lord will make windows in heaven, might this thing be? And he said, behold, thou shalt see it with thy eyes, but thou shalt not eat thereof. I will end at 3. And there were 4 lepers, men at the entering in of the gate, and they said one to another, why sit we here until we die? Now pay attention. These prophets, they give me joy and at the same time they give me sadness. These prophets were prophets that lived more in sonship than many believers live in. These prophets, Elijah and Elisha, were not prophets of talk. They were not teaching prophets. These were acting prophets. Men that carried word. I'm going to say some things very, very dangerous now. Elijah means, my God is Yahweh. Elisha means, my God is salvation. Ah, this man, a whole administration on themselves. Pay attention now, I'm going to begin to drop some things. Elijah as a prophet, you couldn't go to him. No, you couldn't even go to him. He came with the word of God. You didn't dare come to
him. Elijah will just show up. He said, hey, by my word, there shall not be rain this season of time. He will come. You can come. They even looked for him and didn't find him until he showed himself. He said, tell Ahab that I am in town now and I want to meet him. He said, if I leave you right now and I go, I will not find you again. So he is a man that showed up and carried the word of God to people. He showed up, prophesied. He will show up and prophesy. Elisha was not like that. Elisha, you need to come to him. If you don't come, nowhere for you. Pay attention. I am building a case. No wonder his name is salvation. Elisha was in this city, and yet still there was famine. But until he was consulted, they were still in famine. And he was seated, not praying, seated chatting with elders. That is what can happen to a believer who carries the Holy Ghost and carries the voice of God, who does not take advantage of the voice of God. You will be sitting by water and you are dying of thirst. You are sick and there is a healing fountain in your body. And I came today to declare to you that only if you can stress faith, your faith a little, only a little faith, the power of God will be released in such a way, a dimension that you have never experienced. That when men say there is a casting down, there is a power that lifts you up and gives you a position. For you shall be the head and never the tail, above only and never beneath. You shall be above only and never beneath. I prophesy over your life and over your destiny. Adele Mahita Lakabasia. Hila Driakas Amahatanikayas. That anywhere you go, nobody can bring you down. Did you hear what the prophet said? He said, tomorrow by this time, you can be seated nicely. Like I said, in this year, this 6 months, no apology any day. I come with God's word. You believe it, you carry it, you walk with it. This is Elisha. I want to discern. Man of God, famine would have killed them. But there was a prophet in town. This ministry is too big for me to take this particular one. You can only give it to the Holy Ghost. Elisha had that attitude. That is the way salvation works. That is the way it works. You can sit down and something will kill you. And God is not moved at all. Maybe let me give you Genesis a little. It was Elijah who found Elisha, anointed him, threw his mantle on him. For Elisha, you must find him. Prior to this, I want to build the story. He was so temperamental. One of the few prophets that is so temperamental. He had a temper issue. And a lot of prophets justify his temper by also being anything they lose, they say, oh, you know, that is the way the prophetic works. Sometimes the prophetic, the way it is, you can't keep your cool like that. The things you are seeing, you can't be silent. My brother, repent. The fruit of the spirit is love, patience. Men of God, I want you to pay attention. I'm dropping some bullets now. Elisha, you must come to him. He inherits the mantle of Elijah. He receives a double portion, not as a double. A double portion means that he was given the first place among the prophets. But some people say, oh, I need a double portion. It is never anywhere in Bible. The double portion simply means you receive the first place. So what he asks for is that he will become the head, the leading prophet of the nation. That's why Elijah said that you have had a hard thing. There are others ahead of you, others more experienced than you. But only if you see me go. And this man inherits a mantle. And by the time he walks through Jordan and comes, listen to what happened. I'm going to tell Elijah's story so that you know what you carry. This is what happens. The man comes to town. Then they come to him and tell him, oh, Elijah, let us go and find your master. He said, don't go. They said they will go. So 50 prophets gathered themselves to look for the man. Imagine what? This man comes into the town. Now the Bible said, when they went, they didn't find Elijah. So they returned. When they so temperamental. When they returned, he said, didn't I tell you not to go? I told you not to go and you went. The man was so temperamental that there was one cry, Elijah. He saw a king. He looked at the king. Then he looked at the king. He said, oh, king. He said, this guy that I see here, this Jeroboam guy, Ahab's son, because of him, I cannot even look at you people. So temperamental. Until he could not even prophesy, just because of one king. Then he said, you know something, so that we change this thing, so that I can be, okay, call a minister. That's what we have learned. How to bring minister. But the guy had a temper problem. He had a bad temper problem. Bad one. I know he Elisha up there, he knows that what I'm saying is true. Now he gets into the town. He just steps a few steps. Then some children came out of the bushes. They said, oh, bad man. A man that is cursed. Immediately turned around and said, look, I curse you in the name of the Lord. After cursing them, Jabez showed up. Killed 42 of these boys. Elisha, he had no mercy. Because Elijah also called fire. This guy's manifested some power that I wonder every single day when I am reading. But now this is the import. The nation came to him. They said, Elisha, our water is barren. He would have been there. And their water barren and no man. He will not mind them. I'm teaching you something. The land is barren. When they told him, he said, give me salt. They gave him salt. Then he went to the source of the water. Dropped the salt. He said, that's not the Lord. Water, you are here from now. Land, you can never be barren by my saying. He has finished that. He lives. Another king sends a leprous man. When the man comes, Elisha said, oh king, why did you tear your cloth? Let him come to me, he will know. He will go to no one. They must come to him. When the man even came, stood at his door, he told his boy and tell him to go and dip himself in water 7 times and he shall be healed. And the man said, I thought he will come. Come? You are joking. Come? He said, I thought he would come out. Lift the name of the Lord, strike the leprosy, and it disappears. No coming. He must come. I've not even landed on some of the important things. Then in this same city of Samaria, Elisha began to reveal what the king of Assyria plan in his bedroom and told the king of Israel to save him not once, twice, several times. He has kept distraction. Then the king of Syria said, let us go and spy where this man is. When they spied, they said he's in Dotham. Then he gathered an army to go and arrest him. When they got there in the morning, when they got up, what did Elisha do? Elisha said, oh Lord, I pray, let these soldiers be blind. This guy was in the city and they were having fun. He made all the soldiers go blind, but he was still in the city and they were having fun. Because if you don't go, it won't come. That is the way our salvation is. Until you recognize what you have and begin to assess it, it will look like you are a commoner. The greatest power in the whole universe is not up, it is in you. The greatest power, that is why I tell people, there is no principality on this earth greater than what is in us. We are going to acknowledge what is in us. We are going to acknowledge what is in us. And by the time the king realized, he said, why is that Elisha guy? They said, he's dead talking with some others. He said, let us go and cut his head. When they went and Elisha stood with no inspiration, no, I don't know how, no contact with heaven, he said, that's said the Lord. Because he stood as the chariots, the defense of Israel, the horsemen of Israel, he was it. But how many people don't know what they carry? They fear curses, they fear the future, they fear witchcraft, they fear juju. They fear that. I mean, I see them all. They are afraid of everything because they don't know what they carry in the same city. That's why I started last week and declared that spiritually you don't have a problem until you change that mind. To be bound every single day. This is Elisha. He stands. Then he declares, tomorrow by this time, the solution is not far. The solution is so near. It is in your body. I like the way the Bible said. He said, Elisha was in the city. Don't you know that the Bible said you are a city set on a hill and the Holy Ghost is in you? If you can assess, if you can assess this river, ladies and gentlemen, your famine will become a fountain. Receive grace. Receive grace. Today, prophecy of the blessing. Then Elisha said, tomorrow by this time, the Lord on whose hand the king lived, he said, even if the windows of heaven are open, this cannot happen. But guess what? The prophecy had gone out. The word had already gone out. And the word of God cannot return void. Guess what? God doesn't need a military army, no. He doesn't need swords and spears, no. All he needs are words. And the prophet has spoken. Then fall lepers, not men that are mighty, lepers. Fall lepers at the gate. They decided, let us rise and go. If we stay here, we die. If we go into the city, we die. Let us go to the Syrians and die. But when a man has that conviction, and he understands that there is a word spoken, there is a word spoken about your future, spoken about your life, hey, you rise and go. What you fail, rise and do it again. There is a word. Rise and prosper. Rise and multiply. Rise and dominate. Receive it. These are not ordinary days, brothers and sisters. I am a carrier of the voice of God, a carrier of the anointing of God. I declare over your life, you shall be planted in plenty. You shall eat in plenty and be satisfied. Your going out shall be blessed. Your coming in shall be blessed. Your going out is blessed. Your coming in is blessed. Your home is blessed. There is a prophecy. Hey, you are a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. Come forth to show forth the praises of our God. The path of the righteous is a shine brighter and brighter. Unto the prophecy, there is a prophecy. No sickness in your body. No sickness in yourselves. No sickness in your body. No sickness in yourselves. No sickness in your bones. Your children shall be fruitful by your side. Hey, glory to God. Your business will grow from great, 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 great to greater.
So, Sydney Quay, we'll be right back. Follow us on all our social media platforms, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Skype, YouTube, at Shekinah Avenue. Message continues.
It is time. We are going to make our faith. Our faith is coming alive. Our faith is communicating. He said the communication of our faith may become effectual, effective, productive, operative. Three words. Productive, effective, and operative. Your faith is coming alive because you are acknowledging what is in you. The word of God makes me know. I know. I cannot be cheated. I cannot be frustrated. I know it. The just shall be justified by knowledge. I know. I know it is not a trial and error. I know. Come on, come on, come on. Jesus said, destroy the body. In 3 days, I will raise it again. I know what is at work in me. Say, Heavenly Father, I make my declaration. I know what is in me. Say, I know what is in me. Declare, I know what is in me. I know what is in my body. I know. Are you ready? Are you ready, church? Are you sure you are ready? I am going to give you some things that are in you. When we read it, you say, yes, sir, this is in me. Glory to God. There is power in you. There is power in your body. There is power in that body. Ayagadasata. Are you looking for power? Look at yourself and say, there is power in me. I acknowledge it. I acknowledge it. I acknowledge it. Ephesians 3:20. Give me the Amplified as we read it. I'm building my case. Now to him who bath in consequence of the action of his power. That is at work where? It's at work where? Where is the power at work? Acknowledge it. Where is the power at work? I said, where is the power? Is it in heaven? Is it with God? Where is the power? Where is the power? You will break through. You will do well. Your marriage will go well. Because there is a power. There is a power. We acknowledge it, that there is a power. We are not ordinary. We are not common. We are carriers of power. And you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come. I declare over your life, you are a carrier of power. Do what you couldn't do. No. The new creation is not in you. You are the new creation. The ambassador is not in you. You are the ambassador. But these things we are talking about, they are not about you. They are in you. I'm taking it again. I said they are in you. Don't give us an excuse again. If you are sick, command your body to be healed. Don't come with stories. If you are broke, command riches to come. Don't come and tell a story. We are not interested. The Bible said there is a power at work in us. What is this power able to do? It is able to carry out his purpose and do super abundantly, far over and above all that we dare ask or think. Infinitely, this is why I love Friday. I couldn't move out of this place. Infinitely beyond your highest prayers, your highest desires, your highest thoughts, your highest hopes, and your highest dreams. Declare in the name of Jesus, I am a carrier of power. There is a power in me. And today I declare, by the word of God, in agreement with the word of God, I acknowledge this power, that it is in me, that it is at work in me, beyond what I think, beyond my thoughts, beyond my dreams, beyond my hopes, beyond my prayers, beyond my desires. That is what I experience. That is what I experience. That is what I experience. I declare in the name of Jesus. I declare in the name of Jesus. There is a power at work in my life. Hey, there is a power. There is an ability. I acknowledge it. I acknowledge it. Do you remember what Peter and John said? There's a silver and gold we do not have, but such as we have, we give unto you. In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. I declare you are a carrier of power. I said you are a carrier of power. I said you are a carrier of power. Declare there is a power at work in my body. Give the Lord a celebration shout. Man of God, are you sure you are here? I acknowledge it. Like Elijah, my God is salvation. You must come to it. Oh, man of God, if we don't buy into this thing of being born of the Spirit and of the Word, hey, we will be troubled by unnecessary stuff. Sickness today, sickness tomorrow. Go and lock yourself in there. Tell us, I am born of the Word. I am born of the Spirit. This is illegal in the body. It was bought, purchased, paid for. I refuse and reject this. 1 John 2, 20 and 27. He said, ye have an anointing. The anointing I have, it abides in me. It is in us. There is an anointing in every believer. But we don't acknowledge it. We look at the oil and we believe the oil more than what is in us. But today, we acknowledge. Can we read it together? 1 John 2, 20. What does it say? But you have been anointed by. You hold a sacred appointment from. You have been given an unction from the Holy One. And you all know the truth. All you know. You see how confusing this is. It's telling you that there is a source by which you can know all things. It means chemistry. It means finance. It means marriage. It means relationship. It means spiritual things. Man of God, 27 is more exciting. Read it from your heart. 1, 2, go. But the anointing which ye have received of him abides where? Where does the anointing abide? I can hear somebody. Where does the anointing abide? I acknowledge I am anointed. I acknowledge I have an anointing. Declare in the name of the Lord Jesus, I am a carrier of an anointing. It abides in my body. It teaches me all things. We acknowledge it. And the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Where is the anointing? Anointing to teach. Anointing to prosper. Anointing to elevate. Hey, you have it. You have it. You have it. Are you looking for an anointing? Even people don't know that the anointing, its original meaning is appointment. We have an appointment to cast out devils, to walk on serpents for free. We have an appointment to cast out devils, pick up serpents. And it is an appointment. We are not afraid at all. We have an appointment. When I lay hands on you, you will recover. I have an appointment. That is my confession. You can't curse me. You can only bless. When you mean it for evil, it will turn for good. It is an appointment. Hey, they might like it, they might not like it, but you have an anointing. It guides you and teaches you all things. Hey, you have an anointing. What do you say? And you have an anointing. It is not on Achia Mountain. It is not at Achimota Forest. Where is the anointing? It's inside me. My body is here. My bones are blessed. My sight is clear. My organs are intact. I am a carrier of an anointing. 1 John 4:4. What is the Bible saying? Ye are of God and have overcome them. Ye have overcome them. Because what? The greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Listen, let your mind be renewed. What is in you is greater than anything outside there, be it a charmer, a necromancer, a witch lord, whatever situation it is. There is something in you that is greater. Look at all of them, they were afraid. David shows up. He said, who is this uncircumcised minister? Today I will kill him. Then they call him aside. He said, come. When you are with elderly people, don't talk like that. You don't have experience. This guy, he has been fighting since he was a youth. You are a young man. When he began fighting, you were a baby. Now you have grown to be like him. You have no experience. Then David told them, you see the guy there? But he said, Braco. You don't know that that's the tree Bible? The tree Bible said, Braco. Ah, that is a huge word. You can read it later in the tree. And listen, David insulted again. He said, this guy, he has no covenant, and all of you are hiding. I'll go and meet him. Then a man cursed David. David looked at him. He said, look, you come to the war with spear and sword. I come against you in the name of the Lord. Today, I will cut your head off. And I will feed your body and the entire bodies of the whole Philistines. I will feed them to the birds. Listen, know what is inside you. The greater one is inside you. And I declare to you, I acknowledge it. Declare in the name of Jesus. Declare in the name of Jesus. The greater one is inside me. Declare, the greater one is inside me. No fear,
no fear,
no lack,
no lack.
Greater one is inside me. 2 Corinthians 4:6. Let me read to 10. There are more things that are in you that you must acknowledge. When you sleep, sleep well. I am telling you. When you sleep, sleep well. Don't fear anything. Have you not read what John said? John said the darkness is past. What is in him, true in him, is true in us. He said, know ye not. I write to you so that you will know. And you have eternal life. We are not giving any attention to any system and any circumstance. We know what is in us. We know what is in us. If there is no water in the wilderness, what is in us will create water. Listen, when all the doors are shut, what is in us will open the door. And if the doors are all not there, what is in us will create a door. That is your heritage. That is your future. That is your assignment. That is your business. I prophesy over your life. The doors are opening continually. Hey, kings shall come to your rising and your brightness. Glory to God. Hey, glory to God. You will ride on the high places of the earth. Kalabahaya. Hallelujah, King of Glory. Ooh, you have won it all for us. Do you see the MTN waves? So he has got MTN and Vodafone chips. Do you see the network? Do you see the waves? But are there waves connecting this? If you like, make a call right now. It will find a phone. Why? It is a natural thing that you cannot even see. But you believe it. If you like, turn your Bluetooth on. I'll search for you with this one. I'll find you. The fact that you can't see doesn't mean it is not real. It is there. If you like, challenge it. Go and put your microwave on and put your hand in. You won't see waves, but you will feel the pepper. That is in the waves. You will feel it. Even men that are living at a high tension, radiation they can't see is giving them cancer. It is producing something in their body. Because whether you like it or not, it is there. And only if you can know it is there. We have a treasure. We have a treasure. There is a treasure in this body. You are a carrier of a treasure. There is a treasure. You know what Christopher Columbus, you know what he told the people? He said, we are seamen. We are sailors. Let us go on the sea. It is an honor to die on the sea as seamen. Let us just ride and sail. If we find land, we live. If we don't find land, we die. Christopher Columbus. He said, if there is land, we will find it. And they found and discovered Africa. My brother, it is there. It is there. I said it is there. There is a treasure. There is a treasure in you. You are looking for treasure hunt. There is a treasure in you. Karabahaya. We are this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. You kill us, we are not dying. You shoot us, we are not dying. You curse us, we are not cursed. You plot against us, we survive. You lie about us, we go on. That is who we are. There is a treasure. There is a treasure. There is a treasure in your body. How many things have I said is in you? Power of God is in you. Anointing is in you. The greater one is in you. There is a treasure. 2 Corinthians 4:6. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Get ready for the shocker. It's coming. What will this treasure do? Oh, glory. We are troubled on all sides, yet we are not distressed. The treasure in you will take you through any trouble at all. The treasure in you, it can handle any trouble at all. The treasure in you, it can handle any trouble at all. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a treasure. Don't fear troubles. Don't fear circumstances. Laugh at them. Why? You know what is inside. There is a treasure. Your company is going through some turmoil. There is treasure. Lock your door and declare, there is a treasure. There is a treasure. Though I am persecuted, I can never be abandoned. They strike me down, but I cannot be out of the game. There is a treasure. There is a treasure. If you like, let the church be empty. There is a treasure. There is a treasure. It will produce. I have that conviction. My mind is made up. There is a treasure. There is a treasure. Whether my wife believes it or not, I don't care. My family believe it or not, I don't care. My enemies doubt it, I still don't care. They are not effective. I believe. Then God. But for your information, my wife, they believe. I'm saying it again so that you hear it well. I said, my wife, he believes. There are times I'm even lying. She can take my hands and place it on her head. She believes. Listen, if you are a father and you can't stand over your children like Jacob, like disgrace, call your children, tell them to lie down. Tell them, I want to speak about your future. You will marry a good man. You will live in a good house. You will be virtuous. Speak over them. Let them know. You are informing them of their future. Don't be there like a father. I don't know who gave birth to you. That's the way you look like. I don't know who gave birth to you. I don't know. I can't tell. I don't know whether you took from me or your mother. Don't talk like that. Line them up. Line them up. Tell your daughter, I'm just calling you to know how you are doing. How are you? He said, oh, daddy, I'm fine. He said, oh, I want you to be better than that. Receive a blessing. He said, receive a blessing. Your home will be blessed more than my house. You do that. You see, you must do this thing practically. Practically. We have a treasure. Like I told you, I prepare sometimes 9 hours. I'm in prayer. I feed myself with God's word until I am heavily medicated. Because the Bible is medicine. The more you read it, the more you are medicating. The more you meditate on it, the more you are medicating. Declare in the name of Jesus. I have got a treasure. In my body, no trouble, no persecution, no attack can frustrate my destiny. It is on course. It is brighter. It is better. And it is greater. John 7:37. He said, out of their belly shall flow rivers of living waters. There is a scripture I've been praying with the prayer warriors for the past 3 weeks. I want to give it to you. And I want you to meditate on it. Because listen, the river is already in you. That is one of the things that is in you. And I'm telling you, if you don't behave like the way they dealt with Elijah, you will sit. Look at what Jesus even said. So sad. Jesus said, were there not many widows in Israel, but none of them was Elijah sent to? But Zarephath. Then Jesus said again, were there not many leprous men in Israel, but only Naaman? You can be seated by it and it won't profit you. But today, our eyes be open. We will not wait. We will not wait at all. Isaiah 43, 18 to 21. Say, Heavenly Father, by the river of God that is in my spirit, as I make my declaration, as I make my declaration, Isaiah 43, 18 to 21. Say, in the name of Jesus, I acknowledge that the power of God is in me. I acknowledge the anointing of God is in me. I acknowledge that there is a heavenly treasure in me. I acknowledge that the greater one is in me. And I acknowledge that the Spirit of God is in me. Lift up your hand. Say, I acknowledge. By 1 Corinthians 3:16, I make my declaration. The Spirit of God is in me. Today I declare, I receive life. I receive transformation. I receive liberty by reason of the Spirit of God that is in me. For it is written, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. I declare, I can never be captured. I can never be captured. I can never be captured. I can never be captivated. I declare, I have liberty. I have liberty. Financially, spiritually, emotionally, materially, I declare I and my family, we have a liberty because of the Holy Ghost. I declare, where the Spirit of the Lord is, the law of the Spirit of life, the law of the Spirit of life is at work in me. There is life in my body, life in my career, life in my family. In the name of Jesus, say, I declare, as I look into the mirror, as I have looked into the mirror of God's word, there is something in my inside. The Holy Ghost is in my inside. Wisdom is in my inside. Healing is in my inside. Power is in my inside. Glory is in my inside. Deliverance is in my inside. And I confess. I acknowledge it. I am trying to tell you, no man anywhere can cause you to have a disadvantage. No man. Isaiah 43, 18. What does the Bible say? Behold, I will do a new thing. When will you do a new thing? Tomorrow, next week, next month, next year, next decade. When? This is Rema. This is the blessing. When will it happen? Now it shall spring forth. Now it shall spring forth. Now it shall spring forth. And you shall know it. And you shall know it. And you shall know it. I said you shall know it. You shall know it in your finances. Know it in your house. Know it in your job. I said you shall know it. You shall know it. Look at it. I will even make a way in the wilderness. The rivers in the desert. Glory. The beast of the field. They shall honor me. The dragon. The owl. Because I give water in the wilderness. And rivers in the desert. To give drink to who? Who is he giving drink to? To me. My people. My chosen one. This is where it ends. These people. I have formed for myself. They shall shoot forth my praise. They will not know how, but you are a carrier of their praise. They may not know how, but you are a carrier of their praise. Walk around and speak in the language of the Spirit. New things are happening. 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 Lift your hand wherever you are. Speak in the language of the Spirit. Speak in the language of the Spirit. New things are happening. Everywhere in the auditorium. In every hall.
Thank you for tuning in to Kingdom Mandate with Apostle Sidney Quay, Head Pastor of Shekinah Avenue. For prayer and counseling, please call 0200-999-852. Join us for our Sunday services from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Locate us at Shekinah Avenue Auditorium, opposite the Washing Bay, Saika, Obodo, East Legon. Same time next week. Remain blessed.